今天证道的经文出自希伯来书十章一到三十九节。律法既是将来美事的影，不是本事的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人，良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我们预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。以上说祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的。后又说，我来了，为要照你的旨意行，可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过，主说，那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯，这些罪过既已赦免，就不用再为罪献祭了。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着戒心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了，唯有占据等候审判和那烧灭众敌人的烈火。人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人尚且不得连续而死，何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣灵。你们想，他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？因为我们知道，谁说生免在我，我必报应，又说主要审判他的百姓，落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，一面被毁谤遭患难成了戏景，叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人夺去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
好，今天不是我讲道啊，上来稍微介绍一下，因为今天是 Greg 牧师第一次来到咱们教会来讲道。那么 Greg 牧师呢，就是前面啊，还有他的师母啊，也都在我们中间，我们先欢迎一下好不好？Yeah， Greg 牧师是新加坡背景的人啊，但是很早期就来到澳洲了，在澳洲受教育，那么在这里受神学训练。那么今年年初的时候，正式在咱们英文堂做主任牧师。那么他们有两个小孩啊，我们也为他们祷告啊，因为他们 英文堂里边没有孩子啊，所以他们在这里侍奉的确是有相当的艰辛啊，因为一对年轻的夫妇在侍奉一些很年纪比较大的平均七八十岁的老人，又是亚洲背景的人，非常不容易啊。我们在祷告当中支持纪念他们，那么也求主今天给我们有借着他给我们美好的信息，所以下边我们就把时间交给 Greg 牧师。我们请因为他用英文啊，这个虽然是华人脸，但是不会讲中文啊，这个事情来翻译。
谢谢你。Thank you for having me here.
嗯，谢谢大家能够让我今天来这里讲道。
It's a privilege for me to be here and open the word for you.
对我来说是很荣幸的，可以在这里讲道，并且打开神的话语与大家分享。
Marcus Luttrell is a retired Navy SEAL officer in the U.S. Armed Forces.
马克勒特雷尔是美国武装部队退役的海豹突击队的一名军官。
In 2005, he was deployed to Afghanistan on a top-level mission, Operation Red Wings.
2005年，他被派往阿富汗执行最高级别的任务——红翼行动。
He was in a team of just 4 elite level soldiers.
他们的团队只有4名精英的队员。
While on mission, they were ambushed by up to 50 Taliban combatants.
他们在执行任务的时候，有多达50名塔利班战斗人员，对他们进行了伏击。
There was an intense firefight.
发生了激烈的交火。
Over steep mountainous terrain.
当时的位置是在陡峭的山区。
And their phone wasn't working to call for backup.
他们电话不能正常工作，不可以增加救援。
By the end, all 3 of Luttrell's team members were killed in action.
最后呢，这个团队里面的三个人都在执行任务中死亡了。
Luttrell survived, barely.
但是勒特尔他活了下来，但是他当时的情况也很危机。
He ended up unconscious, a number of fractures, a broken back,numerous shrapnel wounds coming out from his legs.
他最终失去了知觉，他全身多处骨折，背部也骨折了，腿上有很多的榴弹的弹片。
When he came to consciousness, he couldn't walk.
当他清醒过来的时候，他已经没有办法走路了。
So he crawled.
他只能爬行。
He crawled for 7 miles until local villagers discovered him and nursed him back to health.
他爬了7英里，直到当地的村民发现了他，把他送去来恢复健康。
He was rescued by the U.S. Air Force days later.
几天后，他被美国的空军救出来了。
Now this story about Marcus Luttrell is held up as a story about overcoming adversity and making it to the end.
Marcus.勒特尔这个人，他的故事是一个克服逆境，最后坚持到底的一个故事。
He was awarded 2 of the highest honors in the military.
他在军队得到了两个最高的荣誉。
The Navy Cross and Purple Heart.
海军十字勋章和紫星勋章。
And his story is now a Hollywood blockbuster movie.
他的故事也被拍成一个好莱坞的大片。
Lone Survivor.
名字叫孤独的幸存者。
Now it makes sense, doesn't it?
这个故事很容易理解。
We love to hear stories about overcoming adversity.
因为我们特别喜欢听那些克服困难的这种故事。
We love to see how some people have amazing determination and perseverance to make it to the end.
我们很高兴看到有些人如何通过惊人的决心和毅力最后坚持到底。
This is the same idea in the Christian life, isn't it?
基督徒的生命也是一样的道理，不是吗？
Now the last 2 years have been strange.
过去的两年我们经历的一切都很奇怪。
There's been a pandemic.
有一场流行病。
There's been a war.
也有战争发生。
There's so much going on in the world.
世界上发生了很多的事情。
Because of this, many are weary.
因为这些很多人感觉到很厌倦。
Many are discouraged.
很多人感到气馁。
Many are disheartened.
还有很多人心灰意冷。
For us as Christians, we're told to persevere in faith.
作为我们基督徒，我们被告诉我们要坚持信仰。
To rejoice always.
常常喜乐。
To pray continually.
不住的祷告。
To give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
That can be difficult in times like these, can't it?
在现在这样一个世界，能做到这些很难。
But in our passage today, we discover how we can do that.
但通过今天的经文，我们可以来知道如何能够做到这一点。
The author of Hebrews tells us the why and the how to persevere.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我们为什么要坚持，以及我们应该如何坚持。
He is a realist.
他是一个很现实的人。
He gives us answers.
他给我们答案。
He gives us a hope which comes from God.
他给我们来自上帝的希望。
So let's have a look at Hebrews chapter 10.
所以我们今天一起来读一下希伯来书十章。
Now firstly, we see in verses 1 to 18 that the law is just a shadow of Christ's perfect sacrifice.
首先第一点，我们从1到18章能够看出律法只是基督所完成的事情的影儿。
And the author to the Hebrews reminds us.
这个希伯来书的经文也提醒我们。
The Old Testament sacrifices can't make the Israelites perfect.
旧约的献祭不能使以色列人变得完全。
In verses 1 to 4, the author stresses that sacrifice were repeated.
1到4节作者强调说献祭是重复的。
Day after day.
一日复一日。
Month after month.
月复一月。
Year after year.
年复一年。
They are insufficient to perfect the worshipper.
他们不足以让献祭者得以完全。
That's why they had to be repeated.
所以不得不重复献祭。
It's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away all sin.
公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
Because sin is unending.
因为罪是没有止息的。
It's like a cancer that can never be treated.
就像一个癌症没有办法得到治愈一样。
So the sacrifices are just a shadow of what Jesus eventually does.
所以这些献祭只是耶稣最终所做的事情的一个影儿。
Now this is difficult for the Hebrews to grasp.
希伯来人对这点是很难理解的。
Their identities were rooted in miraculous events.
因为他们身份完全的建立在神迹奇事当中。
Their ancestors crossed the Red Sea.
他们记得他们的祖先过了红海。
Their people made it into the promised land.
他们人民进入了应许之地。
But now they're told, those events are small.
但是他们现在却被告知这都是一些小的事情。
They're a shadow of something much greater.
这些只是伟大的事情的一个影子。
The crossing of the Red Sea just gets you across a bit of water.
穿越红海不过是让你跨越了一片小小的海域。
But the cross of Christ gets you across all of eternity.
但基督的十字架让你能够跨越永恒。
Entering the promised land gets you into the land of Israel.
进入应许之地能够让你进入以色列的这个土地。
A finite and earthly kingdom.
这个土地也不过是一个属世的一个国度。
The cross of Christ gets you into the kingdom of heaven.
但基督的十字架能够让你进入天国。
An infinite and heavenly kingdom.
这是一个属天的国度，一个无限的国度。
So the author reminds his readers.
所以希伯来的作者也提醒，希伯来的作者也提醒读者。
The law is just a shadow of what Christ does.
律法只是基督所做所为的一个影子。
But then the author presents the solution in verses 5 to 10.
在5到10节，作者提出了一个解决罪的方案。
Christ's perfect sacrifice fulfills the Old Testament sacrifices.
基督完全的献祭成全了旧约的献祭。
And so the author quotes from Psalm 40.
作者引用诗篇的40篇。
This is originally spoken by David.
一开始这个是大卫所说的。
But now it's attributed to Jesus.
但这个话语最终归功于耶稣。
It says, "Sacrifice and offering you didn't desire, but a body you prepared for me."
这个经文说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不喜悦的，你曾为我预备了身体。
With burnt offerings and sin offerings, you weren't pleased.
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜悦的。
You see, God doesn't want sacrifice for sacrifice's sake.
大家能够看到，神，我们的神不是为了献祭而献祭的。
God wants purity and perfection.
神所要的是纯洁和圣洁，还有完全。
Holiness and righteousness.
是一种圣洁和公义。
But remember, animal sacrifices can't achieve this fully.
但以动物作为献祭并不能达到这一点。
And God takes no pleasure in them.
神也不喜悦这些。
He doesn't look on the killing of animals and say, I like this.
他不会说看到动物被杀然后说、哦、我喜欢这个。
Of course, his justice demands it.
虽然神的公义需要这样的献祭。
But his heart doesn't warm to it.
但他的心并不喜悦这样的行为。
Sometimes it's easy to think that God still wants sacrifices.
有时候我们很容易去想神今天依旧喜欢献祭。
When we do something wrong, we feel we need to make up for it.
当我们做错事的时候我们想着我们应该如何去弥补。
So we make so-called sacrifices.
所以我们做出所谓的牺牲和献祭。
We give more money to church.
我们给教会更多的金钱侍奉。
We spend more time to serve.
我们花更多的时间来服侍。
We show more grace to others.
我们对他人更加的有恩典。
Now these are good and worthwhile things.
这些都是美好有价值的事情。
But is the main motivation generosity?
但我们的动机真的是因为我们乐善好施，我们乐于怜悯吗？
Or is it to make ourselves feel better?
还是说我们的动机是让自己感觉到更好？
Sometimes the sacrifice is more about us than God.
有时候我们献祭的动机更多是出于我们自己，而不是出于神。
It's like someone committing adultery and then thinking an extravagant gift makes up for it.
就像有一个人他通奸，但是他认为他可以买一个很好的、很华丽的一个礼物送给妻子，就可以弥补这样的过犯。
But God doesn't delight in sacrifices.
但神并不喜欢献祭。
Instead, he wants us to love and obey him.
实际上神希望我们能够顺服他、爱他。
With all our heart.Soul, mind, and strength.
尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
Our love and obedience to God is greater than sacrifices.
我们对神的爱、对神的顺服是比献祭更为美好的。
Because only then we show.
因为只有这样，我们才能展现出
a humble attitude.
我们谦虚的态度
a contrite heart.
我们悔改的心。
This is what God delights in and finds acceptable.
这才是神所喜悦和悦纳的。
This is why God delights in His Son.
这就是为什么神喜悦他自己的儿子。
You see, Christ's obedience is far greater than any sacrifice.
基督的顺服要远远大于任何的献祭。
So in verse 10, we're made holy by Christ's work.
第十节说，我们因基督的工作而得以成圣。
He perfectly fulfills all the Old Testament sacrifices.
他完全成全了所有旧约的献祭。
One of my lecturers put it like this.
我一个讲师做了这样一个比喻。
The sacrifices are like a small model of a bridge made out of cardboard.
献祭呢，就像一个小桥的一个模型，是用纸板做的。
But the bridge can't carry one single person across.
但这个纸板的桥不能让人通过。
Jesus dying and rising is the real bridge made of steel.
而耶稣他的死他的复活是一个真正的一个刚做的一个桥梁。
It can carry people across to the other side into heaven.
它可以让人们通过到天国那边。
Then in verses 11 to 18, the author stresses how important Christ's sacrifice is.
然后在第11至18节作者强调了基督的牺牲是多么的重要。
You see, the Old Testament sacrifices needed to be repeated.
当然旧约的献祭是需要重复的。
The priest stands all day.
祭司天天站着侍奉。
The job is never finished.
就是这个工作永远不能完结。
So they have no final answer to sin.
他们没有真正的除罪的一个回答，一个答案。
It's like doing housework.
就像你做家务一样。
You do the dishes.
你要洗碗。
You vacuum the floor.
你要吸尘。
You mow the lawns.
你要除草。
But the job never really ends.
但这个工作不会永远结束。
Especially if you have children.
如果你有孩子的话，更是如此。
Maybe it's the same at work.
可能工作也是类似的吧。
Inbox never empty.
你的收件箱永远不空。
Paperwork never finished.
你的文书工作也永远结束不了。
To-do list never completed.
你的代办事项就是一项接着一项。
But Christ's sacrifice was once for all time done.
但基督的牺牲以一次献上，永远的完成了。
No more repetition.
不需要再重复了。
No more blood to shed.
不需要再流血了。
No more animals to kill.
不需要再杀祭牲了。
So in verse 12,
所以十二节说，
Christ offers for all time.
但基督献了一次。
One sacrifice for sins.
永远的赎罪祭。
And sat down at the right hand of God.
就在神右边坐下了。
He sits because
耶稣可以坐下是因为
the job is done.
工作结束了。
Nothing more to do.
没有额外要做的事情了。
Mission accomplished.
任务完成。
It's astonishing, isn't it?
这是一个令人惊讶的一个事实，不是吗？
And because he sits in verse 14,
第十四节说，因为他坐着，
we are declared perfect in him.
我们便得以成圣。
Our hearts, souls, and consciences are cleansed.
我们的心思、我们的灵魂、我们的意念都被洁净了。
And so we get to grow in holiness.
所以我们可以在圣洁之中成长。
Just like a plant that grows towards sunlight.
就像一个植物，它对着太阳生长。
So too do Christians incline ourselves to God.
我们基督徒也是像对着神一样的来成长。
Verse 16.
第十六节，
God's law is now in our hearts,
神的律法写在我们心上，
and written on our minds,
放在我们里面。
We don't just follow rules,
我们不是来这里只是遵守规则。
We don't mindlessly conform,
我们不是盲从。
We obey because God reaches into the heart,
我们顺服是因为神触及了我们的内心。
We hear the gospel,
我们听到了福音。
The penny drops and lights go on,
我们突然地回过神来。
Our hearts are changed.
我们内心被神改变了。
Now being declared perfect doesn't mean we're sinless.
被神称为完全并不意味着我们再就无罪了。
But in verse 17, God says he remembers our sin no more.
第十七节说，神不再纪念我们的罪。
This doesn't mean he just forgets and sweeps it under the carpet.
这不是说神忘记了我们做了什么事，或者是说把我们我们的罪忽略了，隐藏了。
It means God doesn't act on it.
意思是说，我们的罪，神不再采取行动了。
He knows what we've done.
他知道我们做了什么。
But he puts it to one side.
但他把这些都放在一边。
He doesn't treat us as we deserve.
他没有按我们应得的报应我们。
Now people often say forgive and forget.
我们人经常会说原谅并忘记。
But serious sin you never forget.
但是你永远不会忘记那些严重的罪行。
Most of us here would have experienced deep hurt before.
我想我们在座的大多数人都曾经受到过深深的伤害。
Someone said something in the past that's really offensive.
可能过去有人对你说了非常伤人的话。
Someone's deeply betrayed you before.
有些人深深的背叛了你。
And you might remember it even today.
即使今天你可能还记得这些经历。
How much it hurt.
当时的痛苦，
Where you were,
当时的情景，
and how you felt.
当时你的感受。
Imagine how God feels at human sin.
我们想象一下神对于人类犯罪的这样的感受。
All the people in the world,
全世界所有的人，
throughout all time,
从始至终所做的事。
But God promises to put it aside.
但是神应许把这些都放在一边。
In the ancient world, kings kept a record of wrongdoings or misdemeanors.
在古代，国王会记下各样的罪证，无论是轻是重。
But God decides to.
然而神决定。
Expunge our iniquity.
完全赦免我们的罪孽。
Take them no longer into account.
不再纪念。
Our sins he remembers no more.
他不再记忆我们的罪过。
So verses 1 to 18 give us a foundation.
所以从第一到第十八节给我们一个这样的基础。
Verses 19 to 39 is a call for action.
之后的经文呢是给我们一个采取行动的一个经文。
And firstly, we are exhorted to do three things.
首先我们被劝告要做三件事情。
Three times the author uses let us.
作者呢用了三个祈使句在这里。
Let us draw near to God, verse 21.
在21节就当来到神面前。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, verse 23.
23节坚守我们所承认的指望不致动摇。
Let us consider how we may spur one another on, verse 24.
24节彼此相顾激发爱心劝勉行善。
So first, let us draw near to God.
首先让我们来到神面前。
It is such a privilege to be near to God.
能够来到神面前是如此的一个大的一个荣幸。
They didn't have this confidence before Jesus came.
在耶稣到来之前人们是没有这样的信心的。
Actually, in the Old Testament, not even the great high priest had this confidence.
事实上在旧约历史之中即便是最大的祭司也没有这样的一个信心来到神面前。
They can only go past the temple curtain once a year.
他们一年只能一次进入会幕。
And they're terrified to go there.
他们也很害怕进去。
Back then, the tradition was to tie a rope around the high priest.
当时的传统是大祭司周围要系一根绳子。
This is in case he was struck down by God's presence and holiness.
这是为了他被神的同在和圣洁击倒的时候。
So the rope allows them to pull his body out.
人们就可以拉着这个绳子把他身体拉出来。
This is how reverent and careful and cautious they were.
我们可以看到他们当时是多么的敬虔，多么的谨慎。
But now, verse 19.
但是现在第十九节告诉我们。
We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
我们因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Through Christ's sacrifice, we have freedom to draw near to God.
因为耶稣的献祭，我们可以存着诚心和充足的信心，自由地来到神面前。
What a great privilege to even be near the Creator of the universe.
这是多么大的一个对我们的一个荣幸我们可以来到创造主的面前。
The one who creates every far-flung corner of the universe with the work of his fingers, as it says in Psalm 8.
就像在诗篇中所说的，我们这位造物主用他的手指头就能创造宇宙万物。
Now sometimes we forget this.
有时候我们会忘记这一点。
It's easy to think that God is easygoing and relaxed.
我们有时候可能会觉得神是一个比较随意的，一个随和的一位神。
That anyone can approach him any way they want.
我们以为我们任何人都可以随时随地随便的来亲近他。
But we forget the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们却不是这样。
Except for the work of Christ.
若不是基督的工作。
God is actually unapproachable.
神实际上是不可接近的。
Others fall into the opposite trap.
另一些人则认为一个相反的一个想法。
They think God is too hard.
很多人认为神太严厉了。
They think God is too demanding.
他们认为神特别的高要求。
But they forget.
但他们也忘了。
God welcomes those who come to him.
神欢迎那些能够来到他面前的人。
Through a trust in Christ.
那些信靠基督的人。
With a contrite heart.
那些怀着悔改之心的人。
You'll see, in our age, people are so desperate.
在我们这个时代，很多的人都是充满了这样的渴望。
For validation.
人们渴望被关注，被接纳。
And attention.
他们渴望被人看到。
And friendship.
他们渴望人的友谊。
Yet we don't often draw near to the only one who truly knows us.
然而我们并不常接近那位唯一真正认识我们的那一位主。
We look horizontally for what only the vertical can provide.
我们左顾右盼来寻找那些只有我们往上看才能够寻找到的东西。
So the one who neglects their relationship with God.
所以人们忽略他们与神的关系。
Looks for validation elsewhere.
他们从别处来寻找接纳。
And ends up bitterly disappointed.
然而人们最终会因此极度的失望。
But the one who draws near to God.
但是那些亲近神的人。
Finds their identity in Christ.
会在耶稣基督里发现自己的真正的身份。
And is set free from human approval and applause.
就再也不需要受人的认可和掌声。
Secondly, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess.
其次，要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇。
As Christians, we are.
作为基督徒。
To stand firm.
我们要站稳脚跟。
to cling fast,
要紧紧抓住神,
to anchor ourselves in the gospel,
将自己紧紧地扎根于福音之中。
Now life can sometimes feel like the sea, can't it?
有时候我们的生活就像在大海航行一样。
One moment we're floating in calm waters,
有的时候我们漂浮在平面的平静的水面上。
Other times we're thrown about by huge waves.
然而有的时候大风大浪袭来把我们掀翻。
But Christ's sacrifice means,
然而耶稣的献祭意味着
He's paid the ultimate cost.
他已付出了最终的代价。
He sits on his heavenly throne.
他坐在天上的宝座上。
So he places an anchor there for us.
他在那里为我们安放了一个锚。
We are anchored in heaven by Christ's ascension to God's right hand.
通过耶稣基督升在神的右边，我们被锚定在天国那里。
What a great encouragement that is.
这是多么大的一个鼓励。
It's not our effort.
这不是因为我们的努力。
But by Christ's work,
而是借着耶稣的工作。
He plants a flag in heaven.
他在天国为我们树立了一面旗帜。
Which marks a place for us.
这个地方就标记了，就属于我们了。
Thirdly, let us consider how we may spur one another on.
第三，让我们彼此相顾，激发爱心。
Now the word spur is interesting.
激发这个词是一个很有意思的词。
It's what an equestrian does.
这是马术运动员所做的一个动作。
They kick their horse to go in the right direction.
他们会踢马，让马朝着正确的一个方向来前进。
So it means to provoke or prod one another toward love and good deeds.
所以它意思是刺激，甚至是挑衅，来让互相能够做一些爱的、善的事情。
Now we don't like being prodded.
但我们人是不喜欢被刺激的。
These days we are supposed to have a 1.5 meter stick to do it.
你要被刺激，你可能要拿一个1.5米的棍子来去互相的来这样的挑衅。
But it's our responsibility as Christians, isn't it?
但这是我们作为基督徒的责任。
The author says we can do this in verse 25.
25节作者说我们可以做这一点。
Not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another.
我们要不可停止聚会，倒要彼此劝勉。
These days we can spur one another on to through WhatsApp or email or WeChat.
我们现在可以彼此相顾，激发爱心，可以通过 WeChat。可以通过微信，通过各样的电子的一个平台来互相的彼此勉励激发。
But the author says,
然而作者说
There's something about actually gathering together, isn't there?
我们在实体的聚会是非常重要的。
We're made not just as virtual creatures, but embodied and physical beings.
因为我们不是被虚拟的一个被造物，我们是有实体的人。
This is why the author encourages us to meet together, to provoke each other to love and good works.
这就是为什么希伯来书的作者鼓励我们要一起见面，互相激发爱和善行。
Sadly, since COVID, the number of people attending churches has dropped.
然而这个很可悲的是，自从疫情以来，参加教会实体聚会的人就越来越少了。
Many people struggle to come every week or not at all.
有些人就很难每周都来，甚至是干脆就不来了。
Maybe bad habits are setting in.
这样就是我们看到坏的这个习惯逐渐的被培养了出来。
Maybe other things are a priority.
我们把有些人就把一些其他的事情作为更重要的事来代替了聚会。
But Hebrews tells us we need each other.
但希伯来书告诉我们我们需要彼此。
Christian spirituality is not individualistic.
我们基督徒的属灵生活不是个人性的。
We are God's people who gather under His word.
我们是神的子民，我们聚集在他的话语之中。
So it's encouraging to see all of you here today.
所以今天我能看到大家在座的各位，我真的是感觉到很受鼓励。
This is what we're meant to do.
这也是我们应该所做的。
The exhortation then is to live in true community.
劝勉大家能够活在真正的一个社区、一个环境之中。
In our day and age, that's not easy.
在我们现在的环，现我们的时代里，这样并不是很容易的一件事。
So we need to help one another.
我们需要互相的帮助。
To go forward.
来长进。
To not give up.
不放弃。
We go through ups and downs in our Christian lives, don't we?
我们在基督徒的信仰生活中会经历起起落落。
But aren't we thankful that God's designed His church such that?
但我们应该感恩， 神就是这样设计我们的教会。
When I'm down, you're up.
所以当我灵性不好的时候，你却处在灵性的一个高峰期。
Maybe when you're down, I'm up.
可能在你低落的时候，我在一个灵性的高峰。
I pray here at this church is this true community.
我祷告，今天我们的教会就是这样的一个真正的互为一体。
Maybe you're in a difficult season in life.
也许你现在正处于人生的艰难的时期。
Recall these three exhortations.
让我们来回想希伯来书作者所给的这三个鼓励。
Maybe someone's prodded you, so to speak.
也许有的人，也是激励了你。
See it as a sign of love and care.
我们要看这样的，别人的激励作为一种关怀。
Accountability and protection.
这是别人对你的一个责任，对你的保护。
Others of you might be in a good spiritual place.
在座的有一些可能现在的灵性状态很好。
You're drinking deeply from the wellspring of God.
你从神的源泉里汲取了深深的养分。
Don't keep the word just to yourself, but encourage others.
不要只把神的话语和你领受到的东西只是自己来去独享，要分享出来。
Not in a harsh, judgmental way.
那你分享的时候不应以严厉的批判的方式。
But in a way that's loving that others will understand.
而是一种充满爱的方式，一种别人可以接受、可以理解的方式。
And so the whole church will draw near to God.
我们这样做，整个教会就会亲近神。
Hold unswervingly to the hope we profess.
坚守我们所承认的指望。
And consider how you may spur others on to love and good deeds.
我们要考虑如何去激励他人去行善、去爱。
Finally, verses 26 to 39.
最后26到39节
A warning,
这是一个警告
and an encouragement,
也是一个鼓励。
Now the author to the Hebrews is a brilliant pastor.
希伯来书的作者他也是一位出色的一个牧师，一个牧者。
He knows the Christian life isn't all just positives or all negatives.
他知道基督徒的生活不是总是消极的，也不总是积极的。
It's both.
他是有高有低，两者兼具。
Those who truly care will tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear.
真正关心你的人会告诉你那些你应该听到的话语，而不只是你想听到话语。
So he starts with a serious warning.
所以他开始这一段的时候，他说了一个严重的警告。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of truth, no sacrifices for sin is left.
我们得知真道后，若故意犯罪。赎罪的祭就再也没有了。
Some readers here are giving up on the gospel.
一些读希伯来书的读者正在放弃福音。
In the Old Testament, if you reject God's law,
如果在旧约的时候你拒绝神的律法，
this means you turn away from him.
你就是在背离神。
And the penalty is death.
这样的一个代价就是死亡。
So he says, to turn away from God is to die.
所以这里说离开神就是死。
In a similar way, if we reject Christ,
同样的，如果我们拒绝基督，
this isn't just falling into sin,
我们不仅仅是会陷入罪中，
it's apostasy.
这个就是背教叛道。
And this is a great danger because we have received,
这是一个更大的危险，因为我们已经得到了，
more truth,
我们得到了更多的真理，
more grace,
更多的恩典，
more blessing,
更多的祝福。
So the author says, turning away from this, you spurn more.
所以作者说，当你要是远离这一切，那就是一个更大的一个背叛。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
How much more severely do you think someone will be punished?
你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
Brothers and sisters, God is so good to us in Christ.
在基督里，神对我们的恩典是如此的大。
So if we throw New Testament grace away, we're left with New Testament judgment.
如果我们扔掉新约给我们的恩典，那我们就只剩下新约的审判。
Let's not think that God becomes all soft when the New Testament opens.
让我们不要认为当新约开始的时候，神就开始变得软弱无力了。
Let's not think that God suddenly has a personality change.
让我们不要觉得新约开始了，神的性格就改变了。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨天、今天、明天永不改变。
He is still a God of justice.
他仍然是公义的神。
So verse 31.
三十一节说，
It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
落在永生神的手里，真是可怕的。
So this is the warning to those who think.
这是一个警告。
I can walk away from Christ and all will be well.
这些警告是给那些认为离开基督也一切都 OK, 一切都不会有问题的人。
But it's comforting in verse 19. He still called them brothers.
但令人欣慰的是在第十九节作者仍然是称这些人为兄弟。
And in verse 26, he includes himself in the warning.
在二十六节他将自己也包括在同样的警告之中。
He says, if we deliberately keep on sinning,
如果我们故意犯罪。
So in verses 31 to 39, we have great pastoral encouragement.
31到39节我们得到了这样牧者极大的鼓励。
These readers,
这些读者呢
they endure the normal hardship of being Christians.
他们忍受着作为基督徒会遇到的艰辛。
Suffering,
包括痛苦。
Persecution,
迫害。
Confiscation of property.
他们的财产被人没收被人夺去
But they endure it with joy.
但他们欣然接受
Why?
为什么呢
Because they know in Christ they have something so much better than the world can offer.
因为他们知道在基督里他们所能得到的比这世界所能给的好得多
It reminds me of Jesus' parable of the treasure hidden in the field.
这个让我想起了耶稣所讲的一个比喻就是那个藏宝的比喻
Matthew chapter 13.
在马太福音十三章中
The man finds treasure in a field.
一个人在田野里发现了宝藏
Then he goes and joyfully sells everything he has.
然后他高高兴兴地变卖了一切
He does this to get his hands on the field and the treasure that's in it.
为了得到那块土地和其中的宝藏
Notice that he has to sell everything.
我们注意到他必须要卖掉他的一切所有
It's costly.
这对他也是一个很大的代价。
This means his house, his car, his phone.
他可能卖掉了他的房子、他的车、他的电话。
Even the clothes off his back.
甚至是他身上的衣服。
It all has to go.
必须都要卖掉。
But notice the way he does it.
但我们看看他所做的。
He sells it with all joy.
他是非常高兴的来去卖掉了这一切。
He's thrilled to get rid of it all.
他很高兴能够摆脱这些物品。
As he sees all this stuff going in the garage sale, he can't stop smiling.
就好像是他看到他的车库里面的东西被卖掉的时候，他就忍不住的想要开心的笑。
Every time something goes on eBay or Gumtree, he's jumping for joy.
无论是什么东西在他的 eBay 或者在 Gumtree 或者其他的二手的平台卖掉的时候，他都非常的开心。
And why?
为什么这样呢？
Because he knows that the treasure is so much more valuable.
因为他知道他所得到这样宝物，这样的宝贝价值更高。
Jesus says, the kingdom of God is like treasure hidden in a field.
基督说，神的国度就像藏在地里的宝贝。
When the man finds it, he hides it again.
当人找到他的时候，就再次的隐藏他。
And in his joy, goes and sells all he has and buys that field.
他就高高兴兴地去卖掉他一切所有的，买下那块土地。
You see, this truth encourages the Hebrews.
这样一个真理也激励了希伯来书所描述的那群人。
They persevere.
他们坚持到底。
They suffer for Jesus.
他们为基督受苦。
And they do it with joy because they know this truth.
他们甘心忍受这一切，因为他们知道真理。
But remember, it's not over yet.
但是事情还没有这样结束。
It seems like more is on the way for them.
这些人之后会经历更多的患难。
More suffering.
更多的痛苦。
More insult.
更多的毁谤。
More confiscation.
更多的家业被夺去。
So the author encourages them.
所以作者鼓励他们。
You need to persevere.
你需要坚持。
You need to keep on going.
你需要继续的前进。
Stay faithful to Jesus no matter what.
无论在什么样的环境下都要忠于耶稣。
Because in verse 36, you will be rewarded with what God promises.
因为36节说你会得到神所应许的奖赏。
The author quotes from the Old Testament.
作者引用了旧约。
He reminds them this pain is only for a short time.
这些痛苦都是暂时的。
Soon Christ will return.
很快基督就会回来。
Soon he'll usher in all eternity.
他会带我们进入永恒。
Then all your pain will be gone.
在那里所有的痛苦都会消失。
This quote reminds them, In the long run,
这些经文能够提醒这些人，长远来看呢
？Those who persevere in Christ,
在基督里忍受到底的人
，will be found right with God,
会与神和好。
But those who shrink back or give up,
而那些退后或者放弃的人
，will be displeasing to God,
对神来说是不喜悦的。
They've stood firm so far.
希伯来书里描述的这些人到目前为止还是一直很坚定的。
They have endured.
他们忍受患难。
And he's confident that by God's grace, they'll stick with Christ to the very end.
作者有信心靠着神的恩典这些人会坚持到最后。
Now the last 2 years have been very strange.
过去的两年我们的环境是很特别的。
In a time of pandemics and lockdowns and war,
我们经历了疫情，经历了封锁，世界上一些地方也经历了战争。
There is instability.
我们感觉到不稳定。
There may be tiredness.
人们感觉到疲倦。
There may be apathy.
人们也常常感觉到冷漠。
But for us who follow Christ, the great high priest, we need not be disheartened.
但是对于我们这些追求神的人来说，那些追随耶稣这至大祭司的人来说，我们不应灰心。
Doesn't mean we need to be a Navy SEAL.
虽然我们不是要成为海豹突击队那样的人。
We don't need to be overly spiritual.
我们不需要过分的属灵。
Or superhuman.
或者成为一个超人那样的人。
Or pretend we're fine.
或者假装我们表面上很好。
But we can take heart.
但是我们可以振作起来。
Because Christ is seated, His job is done.
因为耶稣坐下了，他的工作完成了。
We have a trustworthy anchor beyond this world.
我们在这个世界所能给我们的一切之外，我们有一个值得信赖的锚。
God will enable us.
神将为我们成就这些。
We're not called to rise to superhuman heights.
我们没有被呼召成为超人。
But through the tempests of world change.
但是让我们能够越过。世界上的风暴
，windstorms of change，
世界上各样的变化
，squalls of illness，
各样的疾风骤雨，各样的疾病病痛。
Christ is our rock of refuge in storm，
基督是我们暴风之中的避难的磐石。
He is the perfect sacrifice the Old Testament always pointed to，
他是完全的祭物，是旧约历史一直指向的那位完美的祭物。
So we respond appropriately。
因此我们才能够这样的回应，而且是得意的回应耶稣。
Obedience is greater than sacrifice.
听命胜于献祭。
So let us draw near to God.
让我们来到神面前。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess.
让我们坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇。
Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds.
让我们彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if we've received the knowledge of the gospel and reject it,
因为如果我们已经听闻了接受了福音却又拒绝了
the author says it's a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
作者说落在永生神的手中真是可怕
But you've made it this far in your faith.
但你已借着信心走到了今天这样的地步
Whether you're up or down right now,
无论你现在所处的环境是高潮还是低谷
you're here today.
你今天坐在这里
You're listening to God's word.
你在听神的话语
So hear the encouragement of the author to the Hebrews.
来让我们一起听一听作者对希伯来书作者的鼓励
Regardless of what's happening in the world around us.
不管我们周围的世界发生了什么
Let Sundays gathered around the word be for us as a quietness in the eye of the storm.
让我们在每个礼拜天都能聚集在神的话语之中，就如同在暴风中心一样安享宁静。
Persevere，
坚持。
Don't shrink back or give up，
不要退缩，不要放弃。
There are so many temptations for Christians today, aren't there？
今天我们基督徒面临诸多的试探。
You may know what they are。
你也知道你面临着什么样的试探。
You might have tasted it in lockdown.
你可能在封城期间也是品尝过这样的试探。
Changes to your discipline.
我们的习惯。
And your habits.
我们的一些自己原来有的一些特点。
And your self-control.
我们一些自制力。
But today we are reminded.
那些东西都在封城期间有一些改变，但今天我们被提醒。
Whatever the world offers.
无论世界在向我们提供什么。
No matter how shiny the temptations that call out to us.
无论世界的这样的无论世界给我们的试探是多么的大，是多么的耀眼。
We have a better and lasting possession that's ours in Christ.
基督里面给我们预备的是更好的，更永恒的东西。
What Jesus offers is so much more valuable than anything this world can offer.
基督可以为我们提供的，比这世界上所能提供的任何东西都有价值。
It's so much more valuable than any possession we could ever own.
它会比你所能拥有的任何财富都好。
As Jesus himself said,
就像耶稣自己说,
What good would it be for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul?
一个人若获得了整个世界,却失丧自己的灵魂。
You see, the salvation of our souls is worth more than everything in this world put together.
这有什么益处呢?我们看到我们灵魂的救赎比这世界上一切加起来都更有价值。
What Jesus offers is better.
耶稣提供的永远更好。
And of course, what Jesus offers is eternal.
因为耶稣所提供的是永恒的。
It will never perish, spoil, or fade.
它永远不会消亡、变质或者褪色。
As Jesus says,
耶稣自己说
Don't store up for yourselves treasure on earth.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Where moths and rust destroy.
地上有虫子咬，能朽坏。
Where thieves break in and steal.
有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
你只要积攒财宝在天上。
Do we truly realize how precious and valuable and desirable Christ's offer is?
我们是否真正的意识到耶稣所赐的一切是多么的可宝贵、可爱？
Offering to fully forgive us for everything we've ever done.
耶稣，给我们所赐的是完全的宽恕，宽恕我们一切的罪行。
Through his sacrifice to cleanse us.
通过他的牺牲来洁净我们
to transform us,
让我们完全的改变
to keep a place in heaven for us when we die,
当我们死后为我们在天国有存留的地方
to provide peace and stability even in the midst of world events,
在这样一个动荡的世界里耶稣也为我们所赐的是平安和安稳
Christ offers us a place in the presence of God forever.
基督为我们提供了一个地方，让我们能够永远的进入与神的同在。
Can you imagine how glorious that will be?
我们能否体会这是多么荣耀的一件事情？
The day is coming when Christ returns.
基督再来的日子一定会到。
Your soul is immeasurably precious to him.
而我们的灵魂对耶稣来说是无比的珍贵。
So God is able to keep you going and to give you perseverance.
神能够给你让你继续前进忍耐的这样一个心
Hold on to Christ and never let go
让我们抓紧耶稣永远不放手
Let us pray
让我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father
天父
We thank you for your son
我们为你的儿子感谢你
And that his work on the cross
我们感谢你他让他在十字架上所成就的工作
Cleanses us
那工作洁净了我们
transforms us,
完全改变了我们
and keeps a place in heaven for us when we die.
为我们在死后存留了天国的地方
Over the last 2 years,
在过去的两年中
we may have struggled,
我们可能有过挣扎
but help us remember,
主啊你帮助我们来记得
that Christ will look after us.
耶稣看顾我们
God enables us,
神有能力成全我们
to keep on going,
让我们能够继续的忍耐
to persevere,
能够坚持
and not to shrink back,
而不退缩
help us in the rest of our lives,
主啊让我们余下的人生之中
to hold on to Christ and never let go,
都能够抓紧耶稣永远不放手
in Jesus' name we pray,
奉耶稣基督名祷告
Amen.
Amen.